Good afternoon. Good morning, everyone. This is Phyllis Pricer. I'm a hostess with the Higher Dimensions. I'm so glad to have you back this week as my guest on the show. And I'm hoping that you will not be quite as shy as you have before, and people will call in, would like to do some more reading. A lot of people are out on vacation at this time of year, and so it's hard getting guests to come in. They'd rather be at the beach or the mountains or wherever else they are lucky enough to go. And so it'll be another couple weeks, I think, before we have some other guests. But meanwhile, I would love to hear from you all. I will be doing readings today to talk about the current affairs and energies that are coming down and the changes that are taking place. But most of all, I'd love just to have you all call in and talk to me, ask about dream interpretation, ask about what's happening in your lives, anything of that nature, spiritual growth, things you can work with, etc. As far as everyday life and what you'd like to have in your life, and I'll let you know there's some very strange people running around on this planet, as I think you all know. I do hypnosis, and strangely enough, I got a call from somebody today who wanted to know if I could hypnotize the person over the phone, and they had a dream, and a recurring dream, and anyway, the bottom line is this person wanted to have, had some real issues, personal issues, and basically he hung up because I cannot play games with people. I don't have time in my life to play games with people or encourage people who have some real issues with emotional livelihoods, unless they are looking for help, real help. So I guess you could say it's the closest to an obscene phone call I've had in I don't know how many years. It was really weird. But when I hung up, I had to laugh because, you know, people don't change so much. Some people just stay the same and feel sorry for themselves instead of getting up and moving on with their life. But at any rate, this is a wonderful, wonderful time to be alive, a wonderful opportunity for all of us to move and groove and get into the new program of the new energies that are happening. There is supposed to be something coming with the moon and I think one of the other planets. I have brain failure every now and then. I forget the name of Jupiter, maybe. Or one of the other planets, Mars, perhaps, that's coming closest to the Earth, and it'll be the closest for hundreds of years this month, and it's supposed to be really spectacular, and I'm thinking you can find a lot of information online to enjoy it. I remember vaguely being awakened by my mother when I was a little girl to watch something about the moon changing different colors. And being awakened in the middle of the night, I must have been no more than 4 or 5 years old, possibly, and being told to be awake and trying not to fall asleep. Mom kept pushing me awake to watch the moon change different colors. And I do remember seeing the moon turning different colors that night. And it's something I haven't forgotten, even though I don't have a real, real good recollection of what it was all about. But I do remember being fascinated with that. And this, I understand, as I said, is the today is a day that's the Lotus Grid. A dear friend of mine has her prayer group, meditation group, all at the same time. And it's just a number of things happening all over the world. People coming together with positive intent, and I think that that is extremely important to keep in mind, that we should all be working together, even if you don't really meditate, even if you don't believe in some things, just having good thoughts, loving, kind, positive thoughts for yourself and for those around you are possibilities that you should consider. Because when you change yourself and your thoughts, you change the world and the people around you. That's how it goes. It's by making conscious, focused efforts. So many people just live from day to day in a fog or a haze. And they are not aware of the powerful, powerful impact their behavior and their attitudes and their thoughts have on people. And sometimes we don't realize for years that carelessly spoken words, thoughtless statements, have such a terrible impact on people in their life, or the opposite. Those that do kindness have a very, very positive influence for good on other human beings. And we just don't know that. So I would like you all to consider keeping in mind, being very aware, very focused, and looking to have positive thoughts for yourself, for the dreams that you want to dream, for the programs, for income, for abundance, for health, for anything in your life. Again, I really can't say this too much, because even I find myself failing to heed my own advice, which is kind of a way of saying habits are so well ingrained with us that we slip into thought patterns and habits that we thought had been changed and corrected, are still hanging around ready to assert themselves when we're not looking. And it really does make a fundamental change within oneself if you desire to have that fundamental change impact your life and to make things different. It's also the little things in life that are so exceedingly important that make the greatest changes. We are only aware sometimes of the most dramatic incidences, but it's the day-to-day little ones that all of a sudden you may become more well aware that things have changed in your life, almost as though you had your back turned and you turn around and they were changed. It's very subtle the way the energy of the universe works. And it's sort of like being in pain, you know. You don't realize, you feel that you have to take pills for pain. You're aware of the ache and pain the entire time that you have, say, a backache or a leg ache or sciatic nerve or whatever. And then comes a time when the pain ends, and you may not be aware that it's ended. But when you do, it's sort of like a shock. You say, oh, yeah, it's ended, when somebody asks you about it. Oh, yes, it's gone. And you're kind of left wondering, well, you would have thought, since it bothered me so much when the pain was with me, that I would have noted when it left. Some people are aware. Most people aren't. So be aware. Expand your awareness of everything that you do each and every day. That's one of the lessons that I do teach when I give counseling to people, when I work with them in hypnosis. You have a greater expansion of awareness in all that you hear and what you say. It is profoundly moving to find that you have this tremendous energy expansion, which you normally would not be aware of. But you do become aware of it when you are in an altered state of consciousness. So I ask most people to please, please make yourselves to be an aware person in your everyday life. Don't go around asleep with your eyes open, so to speak, in a daze, not knowing where you are, because it is during these periods of time some of the most profound growth in your life can occur. But it's important to be able to be aware of that and wanting to be a part of that awareness so that you can grow and achieve all the wonderful abilities and goals and gifts that you seek to have. You can't start at the top, in essence. So start somewhere near where you are. There are many, many people who would like to just think they would like to have the gifts of clairaudience, clairsentience, knowing, all of these gifts that they think would be cool, and it is cool. But But just willy-nilly walking into some of these gifts is not necessarily a good idea. This doesn't mean you are afraid of them. On the contrary, respect the gifts, because it provides you with a tremendous power. And it is this use of power which can slip so easily through egotism into abuse of power. And this is where many, many people have fallen prey to the seduction of their own belief system. When they really, really understand how powerful they are, they tend to forget that everyone is that way as well. And so they hang up on their own power and fail to use the power in a way that is respectful, loving, and kind to themselves and other people. And sometimes it takes lifetimes to learn these lessons. But again, if you keep yourself an awareness of the gifts that you develop or the gifts that you have in rudimentary form and respect them and yourself, you probably will not go wrong. I've met a few people lately who have been willing to help me on many levels with this healthcare program that I have spoken to you about before that I've been trying to get off the ground for about 20 years. The help is coming from places I would not have expected, and the type of people that are being brought into my life at this time are just the right background, the right niche in the world of business and finance to be of assistance to me. And there seems to be a phenomenal understanding, even though we may not meet face to face, a phenomenal understanding and a common theme of service and goal of assistance to others that is running through the people I'm meeting at this time. So more and more I can say that it looks like what I have worked for about 20 years will come to fruition into a teaching program that'll be started the last week of September, if all goes well, as I think it shall at this point. This is just an amazing gift, and how it's come back, it's just amazingly phenomenal too. Synchronicity, it's a little of this, a little of that, from here, from there, from everywhere, through relatives, through lifelong friends, through business associates, through accidental meetings in a store, whatever. All of these things are coming together. All of these people are coming together, providing me information and so forth. If I had to sit down and plan the synchronicity of it all, I'd be spending many, many years trying to figure it out, because the intricacy and the complexity is, you just have to say there has to be a master puppeteer somewhere. There's somebody pulling the string somewhere who's saying, this goes next, and then this, and then this, and then this. It's phenomenal. And I will say, too, that when you are on your right path, things do have a tendency to become easier and to flow much more smoothly than otherwise. And, again, it's an amazing lesson in how, when you are ready, when the right circumstances are ready, and you are open and aware and ready, your journey will be made so much easier. You will be provided the people and the finances and the abundance that you have been seeking. And you don't have to do a whole lot of hard work for it either. It's just absolutely amazing to me. And miraculous in some ways. And I know a number of you, ladies and gentlemen, have experienced this in your own lives. And again, that is just absolutely one of the greatest things that I can say has happened, is that so much good, so much loving, so much caring, so much meeting the right people to get the right programs started to do things. This is absolutely wonderful. And, you know, I would love everyone to be able to participate in their own lives, in their own missions, and have this kind of guidance and protection on the pathway that you have. And I'm saying that it is available to you as you choose to grow. Sometimes we have to just let go of the past completely and turn our eyes inward and then forward to where we're going. And giving up a lot of the past or all the past is sometimes one of the requirements. If the past that you have doesn't provide you with the growth, I'm going to say fertilizer, that's more of a gardening term, but with the growth medium that you need, then sometimes having to let go all of the past is going to be necessary. Now, again, I would like people to call in. You should have the phone number there to call BBS Radio and get a reading. I do have tarot cards today, or we can do dream interpretation. The number is 888-815-9756. That is the toll-free number that you can call, and I'd be glad to take your calls at any time that you would like to do so. There are some issues. I think we started talking last week about some of the ways that one can test, and I will be glad to go over some of them, one's own psychic ability or to know when something is right or wrong. You don't need to buy expensive, fancy pendulums. What you can do is take a string or a necklace with a pendant. It doesn't have to be metal. It can be anything like, it could be a wedding ring on a string. It could be a necklace, as I said. It could be a pencil or another object, a round object tied to a string. And you can use it as a pendulum. Some people are more easily, use this more easily than others. It depends on your energy, and like anything else, it's a skill and a use of the energy that you have. All the information that you would like to have, all the answers to all the questions you have, really and truly reside within you. People who are psychic, clairaudient, clairvoyant simply are those who have worked a little longer, possibly in more than one lifetime, okay, using these gifts to grow. Some have done it from a life of contemplation. Some have done it acting as seers or prophets. Some have done it as healers. And some have just worked slowly at it, and some gifts have been given to us gratis, but most of the time, all of these gifts are gifts that not only are attributes of the soul, but those that we can use in everyday life. Going back to a simple pendulum, and asking a question, you just can either hold your hand straight out in front of you, or just rest your arm on a table or chair and let your hand dangle over it so your arms don't get tired and twitch and so forth. And what you do then is ask silently, or ask aloud if you're alone, a question such as, show me yes, show me no. And your pendulum should start to swing. Now, sometimes you actually have to wait for a while before this starts. It will begin because your energy will cause it to move. The information that you have from your brain travels down through the nervous system and into your hand. And as I said, like anything else, it sometimes takes a little while for this new pathway, if you haven't done it before, to start. And if you hold it there between your thumb and your forefinger, That's what I do. Or you can take it, if you have enough string, is wrap it around your forefinger and let it dangle so that it's dangling straight from your finger. And there are several motions that this reading might take. One would be ask first a question of show me yes and show me no. The two will be distinctly different. It for each person, it can be a little different. For me, when I first started this, I can't say, 40 years ago, something like that, if I said, show me yes, the string would go in a circle that is clockwise. Show me no, it would go back and forth. It would do the opposite, rather. It would go counterclockwise. At other times, when I asked for show me yes, it would swing back and forth, to and fro, towards me and away from me, towards and away and back. And show me no, and it would swing side to side. Sometimes it would just, and if there was a question that I asked that where there was an indecision, that there was not a clear answer, it would sometimes just sit there and quiver. Or just move in very, very soft circles. I had, when I practiced with it, it got so sometimes that the thing practically jumped out of my hand, that the energy came through so strongly that, I had to hold tight onto the string, otherwise it would have jumped out of my hands and halfway across the room. So again, it's how often you use it. Then I didn't use it for a while and the energy became less. So it's a pathway that can be strengthened or weakened depending on your use, just like any other muscle that you would have. So each time that you have a question you would like answer, you can ask the pendulum, and that's yourself. I have used that to find doctors, putting it over a phone book, opening up to a page and saying, you know, find the best physician for me or find the best attorney, and allow the pendulum to swing and to go over the page. And when it started swinging, you know, just start with the top half of the page. Use your imagination. Again, all of this is designed to get you to use you, your energies, your thoughts, your own life force to help you make decisions and find out what's best for you. Depending on other people is a form of cop-out. Once you know you have a strong, how shall I put it? Once you know you have a strong belief in yourself, once you begin to trust yourself, that is important. Now, I want you also to understand sometimes you will not get an answer because it may not be in the very best interest of your soul's growth at that time to get an answer on something. That means that you must come to and make a decision. It doesn't often happen, but occasionally it might. So be aware that sometimes you are best given to use your common sense, to use your brains, in other words, to answer questions. But for those informational bits that you need to know immediately, this is a good way of learning to do this and using it. I occasionally will use this, especially if I feel that I'm kind of not being truthful with myself, that I want to force an answer, that I want a particular answer, and I try to bypass myself. Now, sometimes my fingers shake, and also sometimes I'm wondering if I am not influencing it and telling it what to do or having my own muscles control. Some people watch and say they can see my fingers move sometimes. Other people try it and they see their fingers move sometimes, so forth and so on. I try the best I can. If I feel that I'm fooling myself, I'll just set aside and not go down that path because I don't want to cause any kind of self-deception. Again, it's a matter of being honest with yourself. If you are truly seeking an answer, however, you should trust yourself. I prefer some of the other ways of doing this information by again, rubbing a finger on a glass surface or a smooth metal surface or a wood surface and finding out whether something is sticky or smooth. In that instance, usually sticky is no. The answer would be no, because you tend to stick at it. And that's kind of a psychological issue there. When something is sticky, you know, it usually means it's not free-flowing, there's something wrong. The other thing is, when you are working with this, it's not as easy to fool yourself between sticky and smooth, which is another reason why I like to use that more so than the pendulum, because I'm more likely to trust that. But as time has gone on, I trust myself more and more and do not use these alternative ways of getting answers, because I wish to build the confidence in my innate abilities, and I don't need anything but my head, my brain, my love of myself, my desires, my honesty, and to respect myself in this matter. So I have a tendency to just want to go ahead, as I said, and learn to develop a reliance on me and my answers. I'm fairly accurate in what I do. I also want you to know that when you are developing one gift, usually you are developing other gifts at the same time. You may not, again, be aware of the development until all of a sudden it sort of comes into your awareness, dawns on you, that, hey, this is something I had wanted to do and didn't know I did it. Can do it, but now I can, because here's the proof of it. In the world of business, I have become more aware of sitting back and listening, and that's another hint for you that if you sit back and listen and observe more, you are more likely to grow more swiftly in the field of developing your intuition. And I'm not sure why that is so. I guess ego issues might be involved there. But it's important to understand that you don't just develop one gift. Usually several come at the same time. And that's one of the things that I find so interesting. Lately, I have been delighted to find that when it comes to business, my intuition is much more finely tuned than it ever has been, that I'm even anticipating the other party's activities, what they're doing, what they're not doing, and honing on things that I'm not being told, so that when people face me with some information and so forth, the knowledge is already with me, and I don't have to react. I can play with a poker face, as it were. This is a very helpful thing to have when you're sitting down to negotiate in business. It's also nice to know if you're in a field where it's important to have information from the other side that you can just sit and absorb it and take it in and know that you have a position of strength, because you already know what the opposite side is planning on doing or have steps that have been taken. And this is what I'm talking about, the gifts of the Spirit being of practical use to you in no matter what endeavor. It's good for you to decide whether a job is the best for you to take, whether or not this is a more successful way of doing something. All of these things come together to develop a greater acuity and intuition in what you're doing. And you know something? I cannot believe that half an hour of the program has gone that I have been talking to you. Amazing. Amazing. I just can't believe that I have been able to talk to you this long. I guess it's one of the reasons why I love having this show. It's so I can talk to you and I can share with you and I can help you, I like to think, in growing and learning to use your gifts. I also wonder sometimes how helpful this is for many people. And then after a while, I do hear from people upon occasion, and it's nice to know that what I do is of service to others, because that's why I'm here. That's why we're all here, to be of service to others in whatever way we can. Some other ways that I use these gifts is also, kinesiology, which is one of the things I've been talking about. It's the use of the body in getting things done. There are several uses of kinesiology. Some of it is specifically for healthcare, because there's a field of kinesiology in healthcare. And one of them is the use of your own body in balancing out what you want to do. Yoga is something I would highly recommend for people. It is one way to focus. It is one way to get exercise in. It is one way to balance oneself. It is something that, again, I would invite people to do, is to look into yoga. Now, I'm not talking all wild sorts of things in yoga, like sweat yoga or steam, whatever it is. I just do the simple hatha yoga, which is very basic, back to terms, slow movements where you learn to control your body and learn to breathe properly and deeply. And most people cannot breathe properly and deeply. As babies we do, but as we get stressed in life and move on, we become shallow breathers. And this gives rise to a whole bunch of issues, because when you breathe, breath is so shallow, you cannot get enough air into your lungs, and it does not get to your brain, therefore, and it's a very, very difficult situation to deal with. So my suggestion is that you look into doing yoga or some sort of exercise that is easier on your body, especially for those who are not teeny boppers anymore and feel the need to toss their bodies about in frenzied activity, which I am not inclined to do, I being inherently lazy and loving every minute of it. But yoga is something that makes you feel good and does not have a way of exhausting you or stressing you out, to the point that if you have exercise-induced asthma, which is something I do, triggers you to have an asthma attack and sort of makes exercise a sort of a self-defeating activity, shall we say. So I'm going to suggest, too, that you do this. A lot of people have been having issues about sleeping well. They can't sleep. They're stressed. They grind their teeth at night. This is definitely stress. A couple of things to suggest are that when you go to sleep and you find yourself stressed or hard time sleeping, focus on your breathing. This works for me. Focus on the forehead, third eye between the two eyebrows. Draw in slow, deep breaths. Breathe into the nose. Hold it for just a few moments, and then exhale through the mouth. Focus and concentrate on breathing like this, and you should find yourself falling asleep. Literally falling asleep and waking up later thinking, oh, I slept. That is one of the things you can do. Another thing you can do is in Jin Shin Jutsu, you can hold the first and the middle finger of either hand, it doesn't matter, left or right, just hold them in a fist and just lie there and just relax. And again, concentrate on breath. That will help you to fall asleep. The holding of the fingers is a Jin Shin Jutsu exercise for releasing stress and anxiety. And it is good for helping you become more relaxed therefore, you get to sleep easier. So I hope some of these suggestions for you are helpful to you. I'm just having to guess, since nobody's letting me know, that these are some of the things that would be of use to you to know. And I have run across some people within the last week or so. Trying to think of some other things that are not having enough time. Well, if you think about not having enough time, you are probably going to create a self-fulfilling prophecy. Know that time is an illusion. It's something that we have created with our minds, that time itself does not exist. If it is created with the mind, it can be changed, made more malleable, flexible, whatever you might want to say, with your mind. And if you put into your thought process, there is time to get everything done, and work at it that way, and not worry about how many things you have to get done, but just sort of make a note to yourself, it'll all get done, and it'll done in the right way, in the right timing, and just go about your business of doing whatever it is you had planned to do. I think you will find that whatever you needed, whatever had to be done, has indeed been accomplished. When you fret about it, when you worry about it, when you tease at it with your mind, it's like worrying a piece of whatever may be stuck in your tooth. You're conscious of it. When you forget about it, you can later, you know, either brush your teeth or it just works its way out by itself. And that's the end of the story. But if you tease it and worry about it constantly, you will find yourself having issues and being distracted from the other things that you could do. So my suggestion is to consider, with all that there is, to allow yourself the opportunity to take care of yourself and to not worry, and know that whatever it is you desire in life can be achieved slowly and surely. When we worry, and I've mentioned this many times before, we draw that which we are worried about to us. And I cannot emphasize enough that it's very hard. And people say, well, it's easy for you not to worry because yada, yada, yada. I got news for you. I can be as good a worry ward as anybody I've ever met. I can run rings around some people when I set my mind to it. But I do know that I have taken that challenge of allowing myself to release fears, to release stress, and I find that I am much more able to meet my daily life, and that if I do not worry about something but put in what I desire the outcome to be without directing the outcome that it has to come in this manner or that manner, I am finding that the outcome is coming, and to be flexible about what is presented. Remember, the universe is a infinite source of answers and solutions to our insolvable, seemingly insolvable problems. And if we give the universe, our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancestors, our friends who have passed along, if we say, okay, take care of this issue, this is the desire, this is what I desire, this is the outcome I desire, how it is to be achieved, either I leave up to you, I will be guided, but I thank you for it and acknowledge it and accept it as already done, it is amazing how much you can free yourself up. It is amazing. I'm here as one who is still in the process of learning this, and I can only say I'm sharing this with you because it is so important for for me to be able to share with you the answers to so many questions and so many issues. I've had a number of things come up that that you would think would be extremely harmful, extremely negative. And I am telling you the way things are coming up and changing almost daily is I'm sitting back and watching what's happening. I'm watching the play. I am not necessarily a participant on the stage. There's no running back and forth. There's no real drama. There are steps that one takes to get things that she achieved in this world, and that's only practical and common sense. But I am not afraid. I am not scared. I am not doubting. I am just simply sitting here in amazement and saying, thank you, God, thank you, angels, thank you, universe, for handling this for me so that I don't have to go through this. I have no way of knowing how to change the plot in some of this because some of it is rather dramatic. And one of these days I'll be glad to share with you what it was. But it has to do with contracts and acts that are not legal and so forth and so on. And I'm just sitting back and watching this with almost fascination as things are unveiling themselves. And I am seeing what is truly out there. And the answers I seek are coming a little bit here, a little bit there. But I'm just throwing myself open to receiving the answers in whatever way they come and receiving the benefits of the assistance in whatever way it comes. I'm not having to work hard. I believe I am working smart, and that is one of the things that we do learn as we grow older. You know, you don't have to work hard. You don't have to suffer. You don't have to do without. That's just a perception. What you have to do is love yourself. What you have to do is enjoy yourself, to look forward to having fun, and above all, trusting yourself and trusting others. And when there are elements of doubt, that's when you can use these gifts of the pendulum, of kinesiology, of testing out if things are going to work out, and just watch. It's not as though you're going to win the lottery every day, although some of the things that are coming about are just about as miraculous to me as winning a lottery. But it's a matter of just having fun with life and allowing life and the spirit world to serve you, to assist you in being all that you want to be and achieving the life goals and the security that you desire. And it's really fun, and it's really exciting. And you know what? We, each of us, do deserve to have happiness. We deserve to have good times. We deserve help. We deserve love. We deserve all the wonderful gifts in life. Unlike people who turn around and then do what this poor soul did when he went into a gym and shot women at random. And I don't want to go there because there's so many levels and layers of lessons there that it's very sad. It's just very, very sad. And that is somebody who thought only of self and no one else, did not seek to give to others, but always sought to be given to. And that's an issue also that is really, there's more to it than the surface level, because there were a multiplicity of things going on in the people who were injured as well as the one who did the shooting and the families of those who've been left behind. And so I will not get more into that because that's not exactly what the show is about, except if it's a lesson to be learned and I can help you learn it, that's fine. we still have time for someone to call about a dream interpretation, if they would like to do so, or to get a reading. I'm not quite sure why there's so much silence today, but that's okay. I don't mind. Maybe today is just a good day to teach, and that's not a bad thing. Another answer, another way of getting answers kinesthetically is, and I wouldn't suggest using this sort of in public right up front, to be honest with you, unless you have somebody behind you that you trust completely, but to use your body as a dowsing rod. You can stand straight. I assume you're going to be straight up and down. Works better that way, I would think. And just stand still and close your eyes. Ask yourself again. Ask your body. Tell me, what is a yes answer? At that, your body should fall forward. Sometimes it's to the back, but usually it's a forward fall, or it may be to the right side. Possible it could be the left, but usually I'm saying one has to test it out for oneself. I can't give you 100% guaranteed answers, because each human being is different, so, you know, you take potluck. You got to test yourself. Then you ask yourself, what is a no answer? With your eyes closed, just stand straight. And usually you would fall backwards. That's why I said you might want to have somebody there or be near a wall where you can't go back too far. Your entire body is now involved in providing you with answers. Isn't that phenomenal? Your entire body is involved in providing you an answer. You can do it for whether you should buy something, whether you should go take a certain job, use a certain doctor, buy a lottery ticket. You know, it's however many ways you want to get a yes and no answer, you can use it using this way. Again, this is another form of kinesiology. It's fascinating. You don't have to use the same thing every time, especially if you feel that you are not giving yourself or your body is not responding to you. You have several ways of verifying the information. For me, I have found the body forward and back is something I couldn't lie about if I tried, because it's not natural for me to let my body fall. And I'm pretty much guessing it's most people's, unless you've been trained to be that way, in acrobatics or something like that, your body is not going to allow you to, you're not going to be able to lie to your body and have it give you a false information, so to speak. So I have found that to be a really good way to tell the truth about something. And it could be even, should I date this fellow? You know, what bills should I pay today? Again, I'm just throwing things out because you can use your imagination. And sometimes I'd like people to call in and respond with they tried some of these things and to see what their experiences were. It's always nice to have an engaged conversation with people and learn what has happened or what hasn't happened and if things work for other people the way they should. There are a few other ways of helping yourself. One is through dreams. Understand if you've been thinking about something very strongly and you wake up kind of, you know, with it on your mind and you don't feel good about something, I would revisit whatever it is you're trying to do. Very often in dreams, we will dream the right answer. And sometimes our conscious mind doesn't want to accept it. We want to talk ourselves out of it. We have ulterior motives, etc. But a dream, especially that's repeated or feels very real, is one that is important to take notice of because your body is trying to tell you something. Your unconscious is using your body to send you a message that is very important, and it's best to look to it. Sometimes dreams are indeed indigestion. can't gainsay that, especially if you end up coming down with some kind of flu. But more likely, more than likely than not, your body is trying to get a message to you that something is off and needs to be dealt with in your life. Okay? This is very important to understand. Do not shovel off dreams that have important content for you or that you are asked to review more than one time. Just this past week, I had this dream about restrictive clothing, something about being put on, and I said I really didn't want to, and I was told, well, look, you don't have to wear it forever. Just try it and see. I do, okay? I will set my dream aside and take my caller. Welcome to the Higher Dimensions. Who's calling?
Hi.
Hi, thanks.
My name is Pat.
Hey, Pat, where are you from?
I'm in Connecticut.
How wonderful. I love that beautiful state. Haven't been there for years, but it's a glorious state, and I love it.
Oh,
how may
great.
I serve you?
I actually have been not dated. I don't think I've ever had a real relationship, so I don't know much about it, and I've been seeing a man, and I really have a hard time making my own decision. I just appreciated what you taught about leaning forwards and back for answers. But I have a dream.
Yes.
It was clearly about him, and I can't figure it out.
Okay, go ahead.
I was living with him. We had a dirt floor, and
Okay. It
was dusk, and suddenly about 5 feral cats came in. And somebody said, you better get rid of those, because when he comes home, you know he's going to get rid of them, and it sounded ominous. And suddenly these cats came over to me, and they turned into dog cats. They got very big, sort of an odd-shaped head, and I think there were just 2 of them, and they were looking at me, and it was so clear that they were my allies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Against him, I don't know if that's... It was just a very strong, vivid dream. I loved the feeling of them, and I have no way of interpreting what that means, other than I've been very confused about whether he's good for me or not.
Okay. Dogs, very often, unless you are a dog owner or you're raising dogs, symbolize relationships, the good and the bad, okay, that you felt that these animals, which would consider feral, meaning wild, yes?
Yeah,
feral cats. Wild cats were protecting you, okay? That would be natural. It could also refer to cattiness, but you didn't get that feeling that there was that kind of an issue going on. My gut feeling is your subconscious is warning you that this is not the best relationship and to be careful.
Uh-huh.
Okay? There's something hidden that, and the dirt floor, well, dirt is solid,
it was,
it's not the house.
The dirt floor, what?
The dirt floor in a house is not a good thing, okay? If it were outside and you're walking down a road, that's a good symbol. But a dirt floor in a house, that means it's not got the best foundation going.
Interesting.
Okay, and you also got the warning that there was something there that he wasn't going to allow. Interesting. Interesting. Shows control issues to me.
Yeah.
Does the man have control issues with you as we speak?
I think he really wants me to sort of not touch on feelings, not communicate too much about feelings. I think he's got a great heart underneath. But he keeps himself busy, 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 and he's the kind of person, my way or the highway.
No. You've just told yourself what it is, honey. Your dreams are warning you about this.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a relationship for you. Okay?
Okay.
And I think you would be well to listen to yourself. Try that standing and seeing what happens when you ask yourself.
I just did.
I
got emotionally involved. It said yes twice and no once. I'm too emotional with that kind of question.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
Because you want him.
Yeah, and part of me thinks, this is a challenge to learn how to speak up, or I'm wondering.
Is a challenge what you consider a good relationship? It depends. Are you normally a feisty person? I don't know that feeling. I don't get the feeling that you like to be combative.
No, not when it comes to communication.
No. If somebody doesn't want to communicate, what are you going to do? Take up sign language?
That's pretty good.
Hello? <Yeah. laughs> Two tin cans and a string in between. You know, that he would tell you he doesn't want this, that you have to be concerned, that he's giving you orders that are against your natural instincts. Uh-uh. No, ma'am.
Okay.
Your instincts are right on target. Honor yourself. Follow them. There's someone else for you.
Okay. Can I ask one more question?
Yes, ma'am.
I was so taken by these cats that turned into dogs. They were so intensely intent on me. Are they real entities? I'd like to somehow keep them with me and communicate with them.
Those are part of your own aspects of your own being. The blending of two animals is very, very interesting because dogs have a loyalty and they have faithfulness, and cats have a really good sense of instinct and recuperative powers, you see, like cats have nine lives and what have you. So I would say these are indicative of some of your own abilities.
Okay.
And instincts. And I would hone them. I would respect them. In fact, I'd thank my subconscious for talking out and protecting me. And use some of the other stuff, I know. But as I said, be careful because sometimes we can try to fool ourselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Been there, done that.
And because I've kept myself so isolated my whole life, it's almost like I have no social skills. I don't have a clue about relationships, so I'm very, very lost trying to find my way.
First of all, I want you to stop feeding that to yourself. You do have. You have a fear that's longstanding from other lifetimes when you were very, very hurt, okay, and where you were in hurting others. And so in order to avoid being hurt in this lifetime, you have held back. And your body is telling you it's time to look into relationships and not hold back. It's time to open up. This is not the only one you're going to have, my dear.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
You're wonderful.
Well, that's kind of you to say so. Thank you so much.
Oh,
let
I
me
appreciate
know what happens.
I will.
Oh.
I will.
Oh,
thanks so much. God bless.
Bye-bye, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that's lovely. I'm so glad to hear that. Thank you, Pat, for calling in. I'm glad somebody was actually out there breathing. Sometimes I do wonder if I'm talking to myself, and then I said, all right. Thank you very much. Anyway, again, thank you. I am looking forward to talking to you again next week. If I can get someone in, I will. And we'll have another dialogue. Meanwhile, God bless. You can reach me at area code 202-387-2080. Or you can reach me through BBS Radio. And I thank BBS Radio for all the gifts it has given me in being able to be on air. I will talk to you all next week. God bless and goodbye. Thank you.